I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted 2.0. All right, let's talk about home workouts. Let's talk about home workouts with no equipment. You know, we are in a time of just incredible equipment, like insane what you can get in your home. Not going to mention brand names here, even though I want to. You know, the bike, the really expensive bike that they just raised the price of. I think like $500, $800. Not inexpensive. And then there's screens you can pay for, content, screens with arms. Not a fan of that one. Tried it. They haven't figured out mechanical resistance, but I'll leave it at that. But there's so much we can purchase for the home. And yes, I have done it all, worked in the gyms, owned a gym. I now consult for one of the, you know, leading home fitness companies. And it's awesome. It's awesome to have equipment in your home. I have every piece of home exercise equipment you could ask for because I'm in the industry. But at the end of the day, the majority of my results comes from the simple stuff that I am doing throughout the house with body weight and things like that. And that's not to say that the treadmills, the bikes, the dumbbells, the barbells, of course, super important, super effective. But, you know, there's this constant discussion about home workouts versus gym workouts, which is better, which is going to be around. We want to do it all. And I can't stress enough that it makes no difference if you go to the gym or work out at home for 30, 60 minutes and then are not active for the rest of the day and make poor food choices. You're not going to achieve the goals you want. You're not going to be healthy because we're not meant to sit and be inactive for the rest of the day. So we want to add movement in to the day. And this podcast may seem a little out of the ordinary, maybe, maybe not, but it's yet another tool to put in your exercise arsenal. Because this show is about so many things. It's about giving you the correct information. Well, you know, I will break down the latest studies. I will bring you the best authors. By the way, finishing a book, one of the greatest books I've read in a long time, and I've read a lot of great books, and I usually have two or three going at any given time. Do Hard Things, and I'm going to interview him. Incredible. And It doesn't talk about, you know, going to the gym or the expensive pieces of exercise equipment. So for those of you who maybe can't afford the expensive piece right now, or you're just not going to be in the market for it, don't worry. When it comes to health and wellness, yes, the old joke about the treadmill becoming a clothes rack or the elliptical machine becoming a clothes rack is true. If you're not motivated to use it, doesn't matter how expensive it is, doesn't matter how effective it is. We want to be moving all day long. So we want to use all of the tools at our disposal that are around us all day long. And when I started in this industry and started contributing to the magazines like Self and Fitness and Women's Health and all those magazines that, you know, may they rest in peace, at least not on the newsstands anymore. But what was the advice, you know, that everyone was giving people like me, exercise physiologists, you know, walk more, walk to work, use the stairs, park farther away, all those things. And the editors would say, nah, it's not sexy enough. We've heard it before. And I go, okay, I get it. And for years, I would come up with these creative bicep exercise, tricep exercises. But at the end of the day, it's extension, it's flexion. And as is so often the case, those recommendations are really important. Because if you go to the gym for an hour a day, but then drive to your office, sit for the next 8 hours, probably make some poor food choices, go home, probably make, you know, additional poor food choices, sit on the couch. That's not where health and wellness exists. And so I'm going to talk about your stairs. And if you have, you'll start coughing as I prepare these shows. I know some people live in places, Arizona or whatever. You may have one, you know, one level home. This show's probably not for you. Or you can use the stairs at work, wherever you have them, or a hill outside your home. But this is going to be specifics for stairs, because those are around you all day long. And when it comes to my home gym, my primary home gym is my home. I am doing push-ups and crunches and planks all over the house, which is challenging because I have two labs that, as everyone knows, once you drop and start to do a push-up or a plank, it's exponentially more difficult when you have dogs. But that is the truth. And I have been doing this since I was 14. In addition to all of the other things, again, I don't want to say it's an all or no, it's not an all or nothing proposition. It never is. It's all. It's do all of everything. But I literally have done push-ups in every room, every corner of my home, of my office, when I travel. And today I'm going to talk about the stairs. I love hills. I love inclines. I will continue to do shows about why you should run hills and walk hills. And when I used to be a personal trainer and was traveling to people's homes, when I would go to a client's home for the first time and see like hills, especially like right outside their house, or even if their driveway was a hill, I would get excited. Because we'd automatically have one of the most effective pieces of exercise equipment available for free. Not $2,000, not something you're going to throw a shirt on, but something you can use whenever you want in so many different ways. And so, yes, the hills in your home are your stairs. And you can use those stairs for cardio, for strength, and ideally for both. And at the end, I'm going to give you two workouts, one quick one, and then one 10-minute strength and cardio workout. And the sky's the limit. I'm going to give you a handful of exercises and tell you how you can incorporate those into 10 minutes. But for those of you who are a little more advanced, you're going to come up with ideas too. And I can't say it enough times, and I will say it over and over. It's short workouts that matter. It's getting these micro workouts in throughout the day, every day. You know, I'm getting ready to do a podcast on the whole 24-hour rest issue, right? So in other words, if you do biceps on Monday, rule is what? You have to wait till Wednesday to do them again. And that's the exercise science and the breaking down of muscle tissue and it rebuilding. But when you look at things like the blue zones and people who live really long, productive lives, the healthiest in the world, they're not going to the gym and they're not resting. And a lot of these people are doing the same thing. They're moving throughout the day. And so there is a contradiction of sorts. But is it? I would argue, yeah, if you're going to the gym and you're focusing on a muscle group, then you're going to wait. But what about construction workers? What about people like true hardcore, hard job, blue collar jobs where they are using their muscles every single day, oftentimes in the same way? They don't have the luxury to rest. And so doing planks, doing push-ups, doing squats, stretching in the grocery line, you know, taking the stairs. I will never forget, and I will tell this story over and over, when I lived in New York City and was in Grand Central, like in the heyday of my personal training days, when I would be running all over the city, teaching classes at so many different clubs, going to different people's homes, celebrities, CEOs, and I would take the subway frequently all over the city. And I was at Grand Central, and any of you who have been there know where I'm talking about, in Grand Central, where there are stairs and there's an escalator. And it may sound like hyperbole, but it was like rush hour, and there was next to no one taking the stairs, and the escalator was clogged, and people waiting to take it. So don't tell me that people are moving enough, and don't tell me that it doesn't work. It does. And now we have activity taken out of every aspect of our lives. We have moving sidewalks. We pull, please don't pull your bag when it weighs 2 pounds unless you have an issue. Like, we're taking activity out of our lives, and it's so bad. How do I just digress? But it's all connected, right? So the stairs in your home, outside the home, are yet another tool we can use and should use for our benefit. And I love the house I'm in now has a front staircase and a back staircase. And so I'm using it all day long. And at 53 years old, it's a little embarrassing, but like, I can't walk upstairs. I run. It's just who I am. I don't know if I'm a little high strung. I don't know if that's the right term. Active. Whatever. It feels good though. So let me finish the long intro by saying I used to train clients who were, you know, marathoners, ultra marathoners, and many of you are going to understand what I'm saying when they would take the stairs at Grand Central and come back to me during our session and say, Tom, I don't understand it. Like, I can run 26 miles pretty darn fast. I'm really fit with the long distances, but why is it that when I take the stairs, I get out of breath? Such a great question, and it should get you excited, because what does that tell you? You know, if you reframe it, or you frame it in the way like, oh, I'm out of shape. No, there's aerobic and there's anaerobic. And now we're talking about like steppers and lifting your body weight up as we step up. But the fact that you're out of breath should tell you that it's probably a good form of exercise. And you don't get down on yourself. That's specific adaptations to imposed demands. In other words, we get good at the energy systems we train. And the final little point on all of this is, you're not going to necessarily run stairs for an hour, unless you're that type. But you don't have to, and you probably shouldn't, because it is harder. And so with intensity comes shorter duration for the most part, right? And so it's the perfect short workout for your home, right? Number one reason people give for lack of exercise is lack of time. When we start reframing and saying, okay, don't even go to the gym, and the time it's going to take you to go to the gym, you can get a workout at home in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to get dressed, boxers and bedhead, I say on TV frequently when I'm doing like the QVC shows, but it's true. And so here's a great way to start your day if you want. If you have a great set of stairs in your home, perfect way to get in a 5, 10, 15 minute workout. And again, it's cardio and it's strength depending on what you do. And it costs nothing. So here we go. Let me give you a handful of exercises. One of my favorites I've already given out. I've been doing push-ups forever, regular push-ups. But push-ups are so awesome. There's the scientific term, awesome. But they're so incredible because they're so functional, because they work for everyone depending on your fitness level. You can modify them. And that's what we use stairs for. So you can do a regular push-up, right? But now with stairs, what do? You can do incline and decline push-ups. You don't need a bench. You don't need a fancy, expensive, heavy bench. And so it's very simple, right? The higher the stair, the easier the push-up's going to be. That's an incline push-up, right? If you do a push-up off of a wall, which is where you would start someone, maybe, just building fitness for the first time, coming back from an injury, maybe someone who's a little older, but we start with the angle being higher off the ground, right? And then as we get lower, it gets harder. So you may start on the third stair, the fourth stair, the first stair, but changing the incline changes the muscle activation. So this is a phenomenal way for those of you who are doing push-ups to give it that slight variation, which is going to keep you getting results. And then if you want the decline, all you have to do is what? Turn around, put your feet up on the stairs, and now you've got a decline push-up. And the opposite is the case here. So the higher the stair, generally the harder it's going to be for you, right? If you put your feet up on the fourth stair or the third stair, angle's going to be different and harder. And so you can modify it depending on your goals and your fitness level. And so you got a great, inexpensive, there's no expense to it, right? Piece of equipment, I should say. There's no expense. And it's so easy to change the intensity, okay? You don't have to pull anything or change a setting. You just change your body position. Feet up, feet down, and pick your stair. All right, so that's upper body. Awesome. Now let's go to one-legged squats, Romanian, whatever you want to call them, right? Where you put one leg behind you, so many different names for it. But put your back to the stairs. Take your right leg, put it back up on a step. Walk that front leg out enough, your left leg, and do one-legged squats, one-legged lunges, whatever you want to call them. But you don't need a bench. And again, if you have a bench, that bench height is fixed for the most part, right? But with the stairs, you can put your foot, your back foot on the first, second, third, depending on what's comfortable, how tall you are. And then again, you want to walk that front leg out. Now you have a phenomenal way to do a single leg exercise. And then you switch legs. Now, yes, you can hold dumbbells and everything like that. I don't want to go there. I want to just stay away from equipment here. And so one-legged lunges, squats, with your back foot up on a stair. Let's stick with the legs here. Calf raises. Oh my gosh, so many of us have done these and know this one, right? You put your toes on the stair, you hang your heels off, and you press your body up. And then you drop your heels down, maybe a little past the stair. You can hold onto your handrail if you have one, hold onto the wall, whatever you have available. And calf raises. So now we're really focusing on one muscle group. One of the greatest ways to do it. Crunches. Let's go to core. Again, you don't need a bench or a ball. Sit on a stair. Lift your feet up. And now what do you have? You can really target those abs in a unique, different way. Lean back a little bit. You can hold onto the stairs with your hands. And you can do straight leg lifts. You can do bent knee crunches. You can do bicycle crunches with just your legs. Perfect way to do it. So now we've got upper body with the push-ups. We got lower body with the lunges. We've got calf raises for more leg work. And you got crunches. And then the piece de resistance for me with stairs are plyos. Oh my gosh, plyometrics. There are so many different versions of this. And those of you who are fitness people will know where I'm going. And I have my 13-year-old hockey player. I hear him. We got the home gym downstairs with the stairs that lead down. And I gave him a simple 5-minute leg workout that he will repeat maybe, do like 2 or 3 rounds of. And one of them are plyo jumps on the stairs. So I hear boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. And I know what he's doing. And so what does that mean for those of you who don't know? You've seen people jumping up on the boxes. So you can buy an expensive box. You can buy a bunch of expensive boxes to jump up and down off of. Awesome. But you don't have to. And the metal and the wood ones are insane to me, people, because when you miss, what happens? You get that wound on your shins, and it really hurts. Now, yes, you still have the risk of falling if you're jumping up on stairs, but you're going to fall forward. And if you have carpeted stairs, best of all worlds. But you're not going to smash your knees or your shins into a metal box or a wood box. And you can control how high you go depending on the stair. And so the first step to start, you jump up with both feet and you can step off with one, reset, and do it again. If you're more advanced, you jump up and you jump back off and you jump up and you jump back off. And the faster you go, the harder it is. Do you see? This is why I talk about like push-ups and planks and now plyometrics on stairs. You can modify it in so many different ways based on who you are and what you're trying to achieve. Alternating toe taps. You want to make it cardio? First stair, just alternate, tapping your toe. Right toe, left toe. Right toe, left toe. The faster you go, the harder it is. You don't need a $5,000 treadmill to get some cardio in at home. And you can run up and down. So instead of tapping, just run. Run up and down that first step. Then you can start having fun, if that's not fun. You can jump up to the first step, jump back. Jump up to the second step, jump back down. Again, it depends on how far away your stairs are and spread out and everything, of course, and your fitness level. And then maybe jump up to the third step and back down if you're super fit and you've done this before, you have the strength. And then you could repeat it. 1, 2, 3, and then start over. Then you can, this is phenomenal, right? Really fun, really hard, difficult for many people, most people. And again, it's how fast you go. Jump up the entire flight, 2 feet. Jump up to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way up, and then walk down slowly to recover. And finally, and there's so many other options, but we're going to keep this relatively short, single leg. So do everything with one leg at a time. Oh my gosh, super hard, so effective. I've talked about this, how plyometrics, especially single leg plyos, especially as we get older, can help mitigate so many issues. Choosing my words carefully. Help with performance. So you stand on your right leg, you jump up onto that step with just your right leg. Hop back down or step back down. 10 reps or go by time. Oh, I get excited. All right, so here's the workout. And there's so many other exercises you can do with the stairs. I'm just giving you a little taste. So at the very simplest, you're going to do stairs, right? Maybe you wake up 10 minutes early and you spend 5 to 10 minutes starting your day off in the best way possible with some cardio, running up your stairs, walking down. Run up your stairs, walk down. 5 minutes matters. 5 minutes. Want a little more? Fine. 10, 15. You really don't need to do much more than that, especially when we're building it into our day. All right. And then finally, here we go. Here's your 10-minute full body. I'm calling it the stair burner workout. 1 minute warm up. Now, we should go longer, but hey, got a minute. So spend a minute just real slowly running up, walking down. So get that body warmed up. 60 seconds, running up the stairs, walking down. And then we're going to do 30 seconds per exercise. And we're going to do 3 sets. So we're going to do 30 seconds of incline push-ups. And again, you choose the stair. Higher, easier, lower, a little harder. You want to... I'm not going to give you decline. Do incline. All right? Incline push-ups. Do something different. Incline push-ups. And there's so many variations. You could do Spider-Man incline push-ups. Okay, I don't want to go there. 30 seconds incline push-ups. Then 30 seconds, you're going to turn your back to the stairs, throw that right leg back onto a stair. You're going to do 30 seconds of left leg lunges, right? Left leg is out. 30 seconds, switch legs, 30 seconds, right leg. Oh my gosh, slowly control that movement. Awesome single leg exercise. 30 seconds crunches. So you did your push-ups, you did your lunges, then turn around, sit on a stair, 30 seconds bent knee crunches. Pull both knees towards your chest with the legs bent. 30 seconds. Then we're going to amp it up. 30 seconds, two-legged plyos. So you're going to jump up and down off the stair, both feet at the same time. 30 seconds. Easier said than done. Got to try this workout. 30 seconds. And then 30 seconds calf raises. So then you stop, stand on that stair, drop those heels down. This gives you a chance to recover too. There's a method to this madness. People who design exercise programs intelligently do this. So at the end, this is the final exercise of the set. You get 30 seconds to catch your breath, and you're going to do it all again three times. 30 seconds incline push-ups, 30 seconds left leg lunges, 30 seconds right leg lunges, the leg up on the stair, again, keeping it in place, 30 seconds bent knee crunches, 30 seconds two-legged plyos, 30-second calf raises. That comes out to 3 minutes. You do it three times through. That's nine on top of your one-minute warm-up. There you go. All right. This half hour flies by. Here's a better yet. So you can totally do it that way. 10 minutes. If you want to do more, you can do it 20. You can do 30. There's always those people. I get it. If you have the time and the desire, be my guest. But here's the best way to do this. Throughout the day. Walking up the stairs, literally, you could say every time you walk up your stairs, you do one. 30 to 60 seconds. Walking up the stairs, do 30 seconds of bent knee crunches. Later in the day, you're doing it again. You're walking up the stairs, 30 seconds push-ups, incline push-ups. And then maybe the third time you go up the stairs, 30 seconds decline push-ups. But this is the way to work the movement, the exercise, the micro workouts into your day. And yes, you still go to the gym. Yes, you still get in your workout at home. Maybe your 30-minute elliptical. But I don't want to do everything at once. I don't want to do my, you know, ab stuff and stuff that I can do at home at the gym. I'm paying for the gym. I say this frequently. I'm going to use the equipment at the gym that I don't have access to at home. If the gym's the only place you work out, I get it. But the gym shouldn't be the only place you get movement in. This is my whole point. So, yes, do your 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute stair workout. Make up your own. It's variation, people, especially as we get older, that keeps us healthy. I've been running a long time, but I've been biking and swimming and doing all these other things so that I can keep running and stay healthy. And it's these different types of movement and strength moves and full body, you know, exercises where we are targeting like core and calves and plyos. That's what gives us just life to our years. All right? And it doesn't cost anything. I said inexpensive earlier. It's not inexpensive stairs. Well, it's the cost of your house. So it's not free, right? But it's there. You've already, but you're paying for it. Oh, there you go. Another thing to add to your exercise arsenal. You may go, I'm never going to do this, Tom. That's fine. I'm going to give you so many options. It's all about options. What you're going to find that you like to eat that's healthy. We're not going to all eat the same thing. You may go, I hate stairs. Okay. I want you to do hills. I want you to do something. But that's the whole point. Giving you more and more options, more and more ideas, along with the science. And science says it works. All right. Thank you so much. This is a brand new feed, people. So please subscribe, follow, rate, comment, whatever you can do to support the show. Greatly appreciated. And thank you to the... so many of you who have already done that. Tom H. Fit is Instagram as well as Twitter. So if you want to reach out, questions, comments, I'd love to hear from you. And I answer them all on the show. So reach out. Let me know what you're thinking about. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com or teamholland.com. Same website. Email me through the website. What else? The newest book, The Micro Workout Plan. So many of these workouts are in there. My philosophy. So if you're looking for a book, I recommend it highly. Thank you so much for those of you who have purchased it. And if you have and you haven't left an Amazon review, super helpful, especially as I get ready to put out my next book. So excited. All about the industry. My first non-prescriptive book. All right. Listen, thank you so much for listening. I love my job. and my job is to bring you the best information so you can live your best life. You may not always like what I have to say, but it's so that you can live longer, live better, and just be happy. Because there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disruptive. Believe in yourself.